Gold Central Victoria, FM 98.3 and AM 1071, live and local every Saturday afternoon with a sideline view. And joining me is Noel Sens from Sens Jewellers Hargraves. Mal, g'day Noel, how are you?
Hey Mark, how you going? You're getting that Mal terminology perfect.
Mate, I've just about nailed it after a month, I reckon, hey?
You have, success.
Sounding like a local. Hey, Noel, this week, junior training starts.
Tomorrow, yeah, I'm really looking forward to it, Mark. It's been a long time between drinks. We had our last training session back in March, early March, so it's been a long time since the local Bendigo junior kids have been up on the track. Tom Flood Sports Centre doing official training, but we're back 8 o'clock in the morning tomorrow. We'll be going from 8 o'clock through to 11, so it'll be an exhausting day for me, I reckon.
Big day, absolutely. Mate, also this week, the club junior reps are racing at the Road Championships.
Yeah, well, the juniors haven't had a ride for a while because of COVID, and it's back on again racing at Glen Rowan over near Wangaratta, and it's the Victorian Junior Road Championship. So a few locals should do really well in that, I reckon. It's going to be a really good big weekend for cycling, isn't it? We're going to have all little new kids up the track having their first rides, and we're going to have kids competing, representing the town and the states, and a lot going on, Mark.
Now, speaking of things being back, next Thursday it's back at Tom Flood.
Track is back. That's a great term. Yeah, we've been waiting since early March, and we didn't even know what was going to be happening. We've had that many lockdowns, and different sports events have been put off. Like, we really have lost a lot of events. Some of the juniors have lost their national titles. Like, they've had three or four goes trying to get them on. But finally, all these kids will be back racing with the seniors next Thursday evening at Tom Flood Sports Centre. And hopefully you might be up there. 6:30 next Thursday, Mark. It's going to be a really big night.
Mate.
We'll have a canteen, we'll have a bar, we'll have you, we'll have me, we'll have a great night up there.
Mate, you and I have a date. I will be there with bells on.
Yep, pop up. That would be really nice.
Well, maybe not with bells, but maybe with my gold Central Victoria T-shirt or something like that. But,
no, yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, yeah, I'll definitely be there. Now, as we do each week, Noel, we leave with a tip of the week. We've had a couple of good ones to date. Firstly, when riding, always look straight ahead. That was your tip number one. Tip number two, take out the headphones, even if it has got Gold Central Victoria on it. Just take them off. And now, tip number three for this week.
Okay, never ride more than two abreast, which means two cycles side by side. And if you're coming up to double lines or anything, just go single file. Like, you can lawfully ride two abreast, and that's encouraged, but never any more than that under any circumstances. And ride single file if there's double lines, just in case.
I think I told you this off air. I went for a drive a couple of weekends ago up to Echuca. This has got nothing to do with with bikes, more motorbikes. Anyway, I was driving back from Echuca, and there were these bike riders, motorbike riders, two or three abreast, and no one could actually get past them. I thought it was actually quite dangerous, and they weren't going 100 k's, only going about 70, 75 k's. So people, the traffic was banking up, and everyone was getting really frustrated. So for bike riders, I think that's really good advice as well.
Yeah, well, it is. It's all common sense, isn't it? Like, a push bike can't go much faster than, like, 35 or 40, so you're going to be a traffic hazard. And if you're four abreast or five abreast, which I have seen people being stupid like that, thinking they own the road, you're just going to bring hatred upon yourselves, you know? Just single file in bad, you know, conditions with double lines and in the fog and that or whatever. But two abreast at all times, no more than that. It's just crazy.
And Noel, we've said it before, we'll say it again, respect works both ways. So it's up to the motorist to respect the cyclist and vice versa. So and then everyone will be happy and there'll be no arguments or any of that sort of stuff, and it's safe.
I always have a little theory, Mark. There's a lot of people out there that there's hatred towards cyclists and there's hatred towards motorcyclists and people hate horse riders and people hate everybody, and you don't need to do anything. But just remember, if you're one of the haters and you happen to knock over a push bike rider or somebody on a horse, something like that, you're going to be on a push bike yourself. You'll have no license, and you will be one of the ones that you hated. So always remember that.
No, you'll be on a push bike to prison as well. Hey, great advice. Thanks for that again this week. Noel Sens, our cycling correspondent. See you up there Thursday night, Noel. I'll see you there before I speak to you next. Thanks to Sens Jewellers in the Hargraves, Mal. Got it right. Chat next week.
Thanks, Mark. Appreciate it.
This is the Sideline View on Gold Central Victoria, FM 98.3, AM 1071.